So, guys, this is this sort of art house crime caper. It sort of taps into that, I guess, Ealing Studios tradition that we had. Yep. Phil's one half in that era, one half modern. Was that sort of classic British caper in your thoughts when making the film?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's kind of weird that, I mean, it's not weird for me because I was raised here, but the idea that in Kentucky, this little poor kid who wanted to play a guitar was watching, you know, the Clouseau movies and being influenced by the same movies I was, you know, is strange.
I mean, Johnny, I mean, literally, when you look at sort of Peter Sellers, Sir James, were they people you based his character on?
Peter Sellers would definitely be one of those guys, but I didn't go back and watch any of those films for fear of, you know, gleaning some personality trait that you really shouldn't have for this character. So they were based on my memories, really, of those films and those incredible kind of caper films that existed back then and were cool. And that's what this is.
We might as well keep on with British influences, because your character's relationship reminded me sort of a Baldrick and a Blackadder, or Basil Fawlty and a Manuel. It's kind of got that classic idiot servant and master relationship. I mean, is that how you looked at it? You didn't look at it?
I think it was the opposite.
It was. it's idiot master.
Yeah. That's
brilliant.
True. Yeah.
I think it's like Clouseau and Cato and Jeeves and Worcester, but on acid. You know, there's a long tradition of that stuff, which goes back to Roman comedy and it's in Shakespeare and those, you know, those movies and characters that I mentioned. And it's a really rich area to work in, because despite how irritating he might be, his cowardliness and his ineptness and the fact that when everything finally goes right because I've slaved away to get him out of trouble, he's convinced that he did it himself and that he saved me.
One of those films that looks like, you know, you can see the sort of the fun aspect you're having offset. I mean, was it like just hanging out with your mates and then you, oh God, I'm getting
paid? It was exactly like
it was. Yeah, you'd basically be standing around, you know, having a cup of coffee, and they'd say, we're ready for you, and then you step into the scene, and it was exactly the same as what you were just doing, pretty much.
You want to do more of them just finally, do you think?
Love to.
If we had the chance, yeah.
Love to.
Let's hope so.
Is the first person that hands over their wallet.
You're taking it.
I'm taking it.
With a Snatch twist it. Of the moustache. You're
it.
There. Lovely. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you
very
you.
Much. Cheers. Thank you for that. Okay. Thank you.